With your Southside High School football scoreboard show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles picked up their second win of the season in dominant fashion as they handled Martinsville 79-0. Eli Bridges ran for three touchdowns in the win.
They will hand to Bridges, running to the left side, has a big hole across midfield, bounces out to the left side at the 45, the 40 off to the races at the 30. 25-20, cuts it back to the inside of the 15, 10-5, touchdown Eagles. Eli Bridges. That's the Eli Bridges of last season, a 54-yard highlight reel touchdown run, 27-0, Eagles with 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Head coach Nick Anderson talked about the Eagles' effort after the win.
The way we look at it is, you know, we got multiple hats to the ball. We're able to keep a goose egg on the board for the defensive side. And, you know, we executed really well on offense. You know, the O-line played well. We gave the quarterback time, made big holes for our running backs. And our receivers blocked on the edge a lot better. And, you know, when we're playing as an entire team, you know, this is what happens. You know, we're a very good football team when we play together.
GW is now 2-4 on the season and will host Bassett next week. A game of the year candidate took place in Gretna last night as the Hawks fell short to Magna Vista 35-34. The Warriors scored the go-ahead touchdown with 7:51 to play and held on in a back-and-forth game. The Hawks fall to 4-2 on the season as the Warriors improved to 6-0. Gretna will host a 5-1 Alta Vista team next Friday. Alta Vista beat Dan River on Friday night 40-22 as Dan River falls to 2-4 on the season. The Chatham Cavaliers improved to 5-1 on the season and 2-0 in district play as they held on to beat William Campbell 26-20. The Cavaliers led 26-6 at halftime, but William Campbell scored 14 in the third quarter to make it tight. Chatham head coach Bruce Devlin touched on the team's grit to hold on for the win.
It was a hard-fought win coming back off a bye. I'm always worried about coming off a bye. You know, we practiced, cleaned stuff up, and we got a little flat in the second half. We hung on the win, but a lot of great things, a lot of great rushing yards, and kids worked hard and prevailed at the end, and I'm proud of them. Proud of them to be 5-1 and keep this thing going in the right direction.
Chatham will play at Appomattox next Friday. Halifax improved to 2-4 on the season as they beat Mecklenburg County 21-14. The Comets will take on Tunstall next week, who fell to Bassett 51-21. With your Southside High School football scoreboard show, I'm Ryan Stone.